Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Lord My Keeper. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
We are on our, our fourth part of talking about the Lord, our keeper, the Lord who keeps us. Anybody interested in this?
Yes.
Well, if you're planning on making it very far, it'll be because the Lord kept you.
That's right.
And if you make it all the way to a long life, and what we're just praying about just now, you find your God-ordained purpose and place. And you arrive to the full place and you fulfill it and you finish it. It'll be because the Lord kept you day in, day out. But notice here that it's not all up to Him, which is the case with thing after thing after thing. There's a God part and there's a man part. We can't do His part, and He won't do our part.
That's right.
That is actually a prayer that many people pray that God can't answer. And many of us have done it. Probably most of us have done it. What do you mean, Brother Keith? Asking Him to do what He told us to do. He can't answer that prayer. He'd have to change what He said. What He told us, and He's not going to do that. Besides that, it'd be bad for us. It'd hurt us. If He told you to do something, no matter how much you beg Him to do it, He can't answer that prayer. Let me give you an example. The Scripture said, resist the devil, and he'll flee from you.
That's right.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Resist the devil. Who's the understood subject? You. Resist the devil. Many Christians are asking God to make the devil quit. Aren't they?
Yes, they are.
Well, here we're told what God is able to keep. Can you see it?
Yes.
What's He able to keep? What we have committed to Him. The Young's Literal says, I've been persuaded He's able that which I've committed to Him to guard. To that day. The BBE says, I'm certain He's able to keep that which I have given into His care until this day. So unless we put it into His care, unless we commit it to Him, He doesn't have it to keep. And it's obvious that God is not keeping everything and everybody. Some people will try to tell you that everything that's happening is the will of God, but it's not true. People will try to tell you that everything is going to work out for everybody's good. It's not true. That scripture is referring to a very specific group of people. God causes everything to work out together for the good of them who love Him. Does everybody love Him? No, and Jesus amplifies that in John 14. If you love Him, you will do what He says. If you don't do what He says, you don't love Him. I'm quoting Jesus. So, it's people who love Him and do what He says, He's able to cause things to work out for their good, not the entire population of the planet. Now, Luke 13, we saw this, and I want us to go over it again. We've gone over it two or three times, but it's not that these things are hard to understand. It's that the enemy tries to block it and keep you from getting it. But if you'll be committed and be repetitious about it, you'll get it. Because the Spirit of God will help you to get it. And it might be the third time or the 19th time. But you just got to make up your mind, I'm staying on this.
Yes.
How will you know when you get it? You won't have to ask anybody. You won't have to look at your neighbor and go, did I get that? No. You'll go, I see that. I see that. I see that. It'll go off in you. There'll be a quickening life. Light brings life. The entrance of His Word gives light. In Luke 13:1, there were present at that season some that told Jesus of the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. And Jesus answering and said, suppose ye, do you think that these Galileans were sinners above all Galileans because they suffered such things? Now, if this had been today, this would have been on CNN and Fox News and ABC and NBC. This terrible thing that this leader did. Because, of course, in those days, kings and even those under them had absolute authority. And for some reason, these people came to sacrifice in the temple and they're sacrificing the animals. And he sent soldiers and sacrificed the people like they were doing the animals. He slaughtered them all there. Well, everybody around there knew that. And Jesus brought it up. And he said, do you think those people were sinners worse than everybody around here because that happened to them? He's asking them a question, which is dealing with the issue, why do bad things happen to good people? Because here are people that at the very least are being religious, right? They're at the temple. They're endeavoring to offer sacrifices, which back then was all you could do. And yet this happened to them. He answers the question, verse 3, I tell you, nay. So the answer to the question is no. They were not worse people. The bad thing didn't happen to them instead of these other people because they were worse people. Except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. Now this is revelation. When people say, why did this happen to me? Or why did that happen to them? You're asking the wrong question. That's why you'll be confused and disturbed from now on if you just fixate on that. And a whole lot of people, you know, people try to explain it. Preachers try to explain it. And say, well, you know, we just don't understand God's mysterious ways. Why He would have your loved one killed in that car wreck. But you're going to find out that it was for the greater good. No, 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 no. Killing, stealing, destroying is not the work of God. According to Jesus, He said, the thief comes and steals and kills and destroys. Is God the thief?
No.
Is the Father the thief?
No.
No. We need to reject, and I mean completely reject, these ungodly, counter to biblical beliefs that are held by millions of Christians all around us. God stole your baby with that disease because He needed another angel in the choir. That's people who don't understand God or the Word trying to explain something they don't have an answer for.
That's right.
But here's the revelation. Jesus lets us know you're asking the wrong question. It's not why did this bad thing happen. He said, if you don't repent, and I'm going to expand that a little bit. If you don't repent and give me an opportunity to protect you, any of you could perish like that at any time. Because this world is a cursed place. It's full of death. There are 10,000 ways you could die today before the sun goes down. And there will be hundreds of thousands, scores of thousands of people who leave this planet today in the next 24 hours. Some 155,000, I think. And a lot of them will go early. Mm-hmm. They'll go young. They'll go through crime, accidents, other things. And this is not the perfect will of God. It's not the goodness of God and the plan of God. It's not why did something bad happen. The devil is currently the god of this world. Did you know this?
Yes,
2 Corinthians 4:4.
Yes.
He is the god of this world. He's ruling it through ungodly people and evil influences. And that's why you see the death, the crime, the cruelty, all of this going on. And unless you're kept by the Lord, you could be taken out by any of these things anytime. Do you see what we're talking about, saints? Why did this bad thing happen? I don't understand. Why did God let this happen? And people even say it worse. I don't understand. Why did God do this to me? You're asking the wrong questions. You're just thinking wrong. If you really want to know an answer, you say, why wasn't the Lord able to keep me? What hindered the Lord from protecting me? I need to know it so I can repent and change and get His full protection in my life, because we won't make it out the day without it. Is this okay or not? I know it's not traditional thinking, but it happens to be the words of Jesus. Come on, are y'all with me or not? Read the rest of it, because he brings it up again. He says, verse 4, those 18 upon whom the tower in Siloam fell and killed them. Now, we would call this just a random accident. These people were out there at the tower of Siloam. I don't know what they were doing. Doesn't mean they were doing anything wrong or bad. You'd say they were at the wrong place at the wrong time. When that building finally decided to crack and fall down, they happened to be right there around it, and it fell on them and killed them, 18 of them. And you'll see people get mad at God and rail, because that's somebody's son, that's somebody's daughter, that's somebody's husband, right? That's somebody's family. God, why did you do that? Why did you let that happen? Why did you do that to me? And people come up with all these ideas. Let's listen to the words of Jesus. He said, do you think that they were sinners, worse people, above other people that lived in Jerusalem because it happened to them? What do you say? Verse 5, I tell you,
no.
No.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Lord My Keeper, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God,
it's a God who gives me